From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Stormy weather still causing problems in Oklahoma and North Texas. A music festival about 50 miles west of Tulsa had to be evacuated, and officials in Oklahoma say parts of some 15 highways had to be closed because of high water. Thomas Hudson is with Rogers County Emergency Management in the town of Claremore, Oklahoma.
We had some pretty heavy downpour over the past 12 hours or so. Because of that, we've had some street flooding, water getting into some houses. Then we have had water across the streets in Claremore and also in our rural area.
Hudson confirms that a firefighter died early today while attempting a water rescue in Claremore. Warnings of potentially historic flooding has prompted evacuation orders in Elk City, Oklahoma, and in Wichita Falls, Texas. In Cleveland, police are keeping an eye on protests. There have been about a dozen protester arrests after a judge found a city police officer not guilty in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black suspects nearly 2.5 years ago. But Kabir Bhatia, member station WKSU, reports that Officer Michael Brillo could still face administrative charges and an investigation by the Justice Department.
The Justice Department said it plans to review the available legal options after patrolman Michael Brillo's acquittal on voluntary manslaughter charges. Officials say they will review the trial testimony and evidence to determine if, quote, additional steps are warranted in the federal judicial system. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says his department is also investigating the conduct of 13 officers involved in the shooting.
Regarding Officer Brillo will remain on unpaid suspension from the Division of Police.
Chief Williams and Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson are scheduled to give an update on the situation at 9 a.m. this morning, and more protests are scheduled throughout the day. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
Investigators are still working to find out what caused an oil pipeline to break in Santa Barbara County, spilling thousands of gallons of crude oil on the California coast. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the company that operates a pipeline is still trying to locate the site of the leak.
Federal regulators have ordered Plains All American Pipeline, the owner of the faulty pipeline, to drain and remove the damaged section of pipe to have it inspected when they find it. In the meantime, cleanup efforts continue with hundreds of workers and volunteers combing the miles of beach affected by the spill and the 10 square miles of ocean. Charlene Downey of the U.S. Coast Guard says they're making progress.
Only widely scattered areas of light oil were observed offshore. The remaining oil continues to dissipate.
Protesters shouted over parts of Downey's update, expressing their anger over the spill and the negative effects it's having on the area's wildlife. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Human rights groups are condemning a measure that Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law this weekend. The law would give prosecutors the power to declare foreign and international organizations undesirable and shut them down. You're listening to NPR News. Play is underway at the French Open, the second major tennis tournament of the year. Novak Djokovic is the top men's seed, and he's seeking to complete a career Grand Slam. He's claimed the three other major tournaments, but he's yet to win the French title.
I was a few times very close. Didn't manage to do it, but that doesn't discourage me to not keep on going. And I'm here once again with a purpose, with a reason. I'll try to get myself in a position to win a trophy.
And the women's draw, 19-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams is the top seed. Sweden has beat more than two dozen other countries to be named as the winner in the annual Eurovision Song Contest that's celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Terry Schultz reports it's the sixth time a Swedish act has won the annual event, starting with ABBA's victory in 1974.
There were perhaps a couple disappointments, but no surprises in the results of Eurovision's 60th annual gala singing competition. Sweden's Måns Zelmer with his catchy song Heroes had been the favorite. Russia's Polina Gagarina posed serious competition with a song about peace and unity, but with politics playing a big part in the popular vote, Gagarina received some boos over Moscow's actions in Ukraine, as well as its negative position on gay rights. The host reprimanded the audience, reminding the theme was building bridges. The glitzy institution garners almost 200 million viewers in 40 countries. It was held this year in Vienna, as Austria was last year's victor. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.